Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Listen, y'all. I don't know who needs to hear this, but don't let nobody lie to you and tell you that this healing journey, spiritual journey, whatever the fuck y'all want to call it, is all peace, love, and light, and that every day you're just on high vibrations, and every day you're just positive. That is some fucking bullshit. That is not true. Every day is not peace, love, and light. Every day you don't feel good. Every day you're not high vibrational. Every day that it's not always the other person that's toxic. Sometimes in the spiritual community, we are the toxic individuals, and I really feel like we're starting to become more and more like the Christians that we claim to hate at church, which is why me personally, I have my own set of fucking beliefs, and I don't judge nobody religion. I don't judge nobody religion. I respect everybody's fucking religion. You want to know why? Because it's hypocrites and all of them. It's hypocrites and all of them. The spiritual woke community, there's some hypocrites in this shit too. Me personally, I'm all about people who are honest about who they are and where they are. That's it. That's all you got to be. Who you are and where you are, be honest about it. You don't got to front every day like everything is all peachy when it ain't peachy. You don't got to front every day and acting like you just this holy person when you're not this holy person. You don't got to front like you're not a freak nasty hoe when you're really a freak nasty hoe. It's just about being honest. And I feel like it's the same way even with these churches. I cannot stand a fucking hypocrite. I can't stand people who try to act like they're just so fucking perfect and they don't make any mistakes. We all make mistakes. The spiritual people make mistakes. The Christians make mistakes. The Buddhists make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We are all fucking human. We all have emotions. Every day is not going to be the same. Don't let anybody try to tell you either how to go through your motherfucking journey. If you're healing and you're on a road to becoming spiritual and you're doing what's best for you and you being honest about who you are and where you are, don't let no bitch ass friend, family member, teacher, don't let none of these hoes or none of these bitch ass niggas make you feel like you faking, quote unquote, faking because they know a version of you. I for real, legit, this is why right now I've been on some me, myself, and I shit. I'm talking to people, I'm cordial to people, and I'm associating, but I'm very, very distant because I'm allowing myself to be who I want to be, where I want to be. So if I want to do yoga and I'm very zen-like all this week, that's who the fuck I am. And I'm not going to let people... You ain't got to post your yoga videos. You ain't got to do all that. I don't give a fuck what you think you... think I should fucking do. I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do. So because right now I'm just focusing on my healing journey, I'm not allowing anybody who know a version of me to think that they actually fully fucking know me, because in actuality, we change every motherfucking day. We grow every motherfucking day. And if you trying to embrace who you fully are, you don't need anybody trying to remind you of where you've been or remind you of the shit you did or remind... Fuck all of that. Be who you are and be honest about who you are and where you are. And if you feel like you gotta convince motherfuckers or if people trying to make it seem like they just know you, get that, show they ass that they don't motherfucking know you and stop talking to them. For real, for real. For real, for real. Because this your own personal journey. You walk through your journey how you see fit to walk your journey. But be honest about where you are and what you are. That's the only advice I could give to anybody that's just trying to heal, that's just trying to be spiritual, that's trying to be a better Christian, that's trying to be a better Hebrew Israelite, a better Muslim. Whatever religion you are, wherever you are, I'm just going to be 100 with you. Be honest about who you are and where you are. Because people will have you fucking lost in the sauce. You will be really up here trying to just be this perfect version of what people think spirituality is. You don't have to be that. Or people will try to make you shrink down because they themselves have not done what you've done spiritually. That is a real thing. People will look at what you're doing and they'll be like, because they haven't done it and they've been doing it way longer than you, it's fake. Oh, you ain't got to do all of that. I ain't even did that. Well, bitch, that's you. That's you. What the fuck you telling me what you haven't done for when it's my journey and I'm going to do a work on my journey and you're going to do a work on your journey? You know, don't be that fucking person. And be honest with you, I have been that person to where I think that my way is only the best fucking way. So I start becoming self-righteous and trying to put my beliefs on to everybody else and my actions onto everybody else. Or if somebody was doing something, I'd be like, well, you should do it like this, or you should do it like this. No, they could do it how the fuck they want to do it, and if they wanted my opinion, they would have asked me. If they wanted my opinion, they would have asked me. Like, that's where the fuck I'm at with shit nowadays. You feel me? Like, nah, like, don't let nobody lie to y'all. For real, for real. Every day you're going to feel different. You might have a day, and like me personally, most days I feel really fucking good. I ain't going to lie to you. Most days I feel good. Like, I work out. I do my yoga. I try to eat pretty decent. You feel me? Drink my little teas and shit. I be feeling good. I be high vibrational. I be on cloud nine. But then something will trigger me. Out of nowhere, something will trigger me. And then I'll be sad. And I'll be mad. And then I almost become bitter, especially if it's like people that hurt you, you get reminded of people that hurt you. It's not easy. It's not easy. Every day you go back and forth with those feelings of trying to feel good, trying to move on, but then still having all this anger about how people fucking did you, or things that happened that you wish didn't happen the way that it did, or you just feeling like, ugh, I'm doing all of this shit. Why am I still feeling like... You go through days like that. And no matter how spiritual you fucking are, or how religious you are, or how often that you have put all of this shit into just being a perfect spiritual person, you still gonna experience those human feelings. And you gonna battle with them some days. And that's okay. And that's okay. So don't let people influence you to feel guilty about where you are or who you are, or to move a certain way because they move in a certain way, or to shrink back onto what you really want to do because you don't want to step on no fuck all of that. No. Don't even let anybody even bring that shit to your attention. Like, dang, you doing, I ain't even done this yet. Don't let nobody even bring that type of shit to, don't let nobody bring that energy to your table. Like, nah. Let them compliment you and keep it moving. You know, and sometimes not all criticism is bad, but it's just like, I'm learning not to be so critical of people. I'm learning to stop being so critical to myself, because I am a very critical person. Like I said, like, I call myself helping. I call myself helping. It's with all of the best intentions. But even if you had the best intentions, if you're not working on yourself, it'll come out all the way wrong. Because your intention still ain't in the right place, because you're not really in alignment with your higher being, with who you really are. So because you ain't comfortable with yourself, it make other people uncomfortable with they self. And I just literally talked about this on my Facebook Live. Like, it was about people, sex. I'll use some of the example. It was about people who twerking their stories and people being uncomfortable about people that twerking their stories. And also Sexy Red. Like, Sexy Red make a lot of people uncomfortable. And I really think that a lot of people that are uncomfortable with Sexy Red are really uncomfortable with themselves. And I really feel like people, instead of wanting to do the work on themselves, they think everybody around them should change. And that's the fucking problem. No. You want people to change in the world, then you got to be the change that you want to see in the world. And you got to change how you viewing things and how you treating people. And if you treat people accordingly and you start treating yourself more accordingly, then you are creating a change in the ecosystem. And you're helping other people want to do better by doing better for yourself. People are attracted to that. The more that I'll just continue to just, like, man, I'm just trying to take care of myself. I'm just trying to take care of myself. I'm not trying to tell people how they should live their life. And I'm not trying to tell people, oh, you living your life wrong. You need to live your life. Like, no, it's never that. You feel me? I'm going to tell you what works for me. And I'm going to show y'all what's been working for me. And I'm going to be honest about what is going on. And if my life can influence somebody to change and it's beneficial for them, then that's great. That makes me feel great. But it's not a requirement that you have to change anything about yourself to be around me or to be accepted in today's society. I think the more that we work on ourselves and we focus on ourselves, That's the change that helps the world get better, because you're less judgmental on other people's flaws and shortcomings because you're too busy trying to fix your own. That's just where I'm at with shit nowadays. Like, I'm not trying to fix nobody. I spend too much of my life fixing everybody, taking care of everybody, you know. Just helping her. No, I spent too much of my fucking life doing that. And it was a huge distraction of me actually fixing me, like, and accepting me. You know what I'm saying? Like, acceptance. Like, it's not even just everything about you don't gotta change. We be trying to just change every fucking thing. Like, no, the first thing that you change is, in my opinion, and I'll say for me, when I was just going through all of this shit I was going through, like I said, man, evictions, breakup, car repossessions, man, you name it, a bitch was just going through so much shit, you feel me? And I still be going through shit, you feel me? I still be going through shit. It doesn't stop, but what makes it get better and get easier and you start having more decent experiences, that moment happened for me when I started feeling differently about me. I started feeling differently about me. That's what make you make changes. I started really feeling differently about me. I started really understanding my worth and value. I started really understanding that I'm enough, that I'm very rare, that I'm very radiant, that I do have a light that attracts people. And I'm aware of it and conscious of it, and I accept it now. Because at first, I was not accepting it. I wasn't accepting that there was something special to me. In fact, I was trying to downplay my specialness that I put into the world because other people was putting their insecurities on me and I accepted their beliefs as my own. And that's some fucking bullshit. That's some fucking bullshit. No, I know exactly who I am. I know exactly what I'm worth. I know exactly what type of value I have in this fucking world. I know the type of magnetism that I possess. I know it now. I know it now. I really fucking know it and believe it and appreciate it now. So when that started changing and I started knowing those things, my life started getting better. It's still a work in progress. Like I said, every day is different. But all praise be to God, life starts getting better because you feel good now. I will always be like, man, I'm going to feel good once I get rich. I'm going to feel good once I get this new car. I'm going to feel good. Like, it was always me trying to chase something, and then I'll feel good. You know, after I accomplish this, then I'll feel good. And that's the problem. That actually does the opposite. You got to feel good within. You got to feel good within. Like, it's nothing materially that can make you feel better than what you already feel at the moment. That's what you attract. So if you don't feel good about yourself, you're going to keep attracting things that make you don't feel good about yourself. You're going to keep attracting people that don't make you feel good about yourself. So as I started like working on me, it became very easy who I was going to talk to and who I wasn't going to talk to, because I need people to not pamper me, but to add value to me the same way I'm adding value to them. It became very easy for me not to talk to people and not to go back to anybody who tried to hurt me or destroy me. It became very fucking easy because it's like, man, hell no. I would never devalue my body like that. I would never devalue my worth like that. I would never. Like, it took me a minute to realize that shit, but now that I realize it, it's just like now things are falling into place naturally without me having to do so much chasing. And that's what it's all about. When you really just start feeling differently about who you are, and you start feeling differently about where you are, everything gets better for you. And they used to say this saying, like, when I used to go to school, they'd be like, learn to dance in the rain. I used to never understand that shit. Now I do. We be trying to run from the storms, and we be trying to avoid all of the bad things, and we trying to control our environment. And you can only control your environment so much. And a controlled environment doesn't give you a means to grow. You feel me? If you always just going through good times and positive times and happy times, shit, I don't know how you feel like you're going to grow and evolve. If everything is just the same, same uniform every single day. Nah. You got to learn how to just feel good no matter what's going on. And it's difficult. It is difficult. You know what I'm saying? Like, but as I've allowed myself to just feel, to just really feel everything that I'm going through, and then see the value in what I'm feeling and see the value in the experience, you know what I'm saying? My feelings change about a lot. So when I first used to, like, I'd be so mad about something, like I said, man, the breakup, man, I was mixture of feelings. I was all fucked up. But as I allowed myself to feel those feelings, they passed. They passed. And of course they come up again. They definitely come up again. And you be ready to fuck something up. You be ready to go beat ass. You be ready to go do that. But you don't have to act out of anger. You don't have to act out of emotion. You don't have to act on your emotions at all. You don't have to take action on your emotions. You just have to observe them and recognize what they're trying to tell you. Because they pass. They pass. They flow. They flow. All of your emotions are important. I talk about this so often because it's true. And I think it's not talked about enough as you heal and as you experience spirituality and religion and all of that stuff. I think people downplay your emotions because they know that if you're operating from low vibrational feelings and you start acting on those feelings, that you can make some pretty crazy fucking choices, you know. We don't, so people try to avoid them. Like, soon as, and that's my issue with motherfucking the spiritual community, Christians and all of that shit, everybody, like everybody on the walk, that's what irritates me, is that we try to hurry up and rush through the negative emotions. We want to speed up the process of them. So like as soon as like when I first started, going through the workout, the first thing everybody do, man, you just gotta find you a distraction. You gotta stay busy. Hell no. And I really feel like that was God, because I was not able to fucking stay busy, because I ain't even had no job. I ain't had no clients, you know. Trying to stay busy was just impossible. Trying to stay busy was so fucking impossible for me. I was just fucking devastated. I could not function, you know. And so I took some time to just not do shit. And I'm so grateful I fucking did that. Like, sometimes you just gotta take some time to not do shit, because you have to feel those emotions. You have to process them. Because the more you stay distracted, you prolong what the fuck you really need to be identifying. And what you really need to just allow yourself to just feel and get it out your system and let it pass. We don't give ourselves enough time to experience how we feel. And especially not even just with breakup, just in life period. Like going to work, we be so fucking busy. We all be at work. You know, we got to do stuff for kids, some of us. We be busy as fuck. And then we got the biggest distraction in the fucking known to mankind, the internet. So we got all of this shit that we trying to do. We so occupied. You got to drive and pick up kids. You got to go to work. Some of us working 16 hours a day and shit. You know, we got to do all of this shit that's just keeping us busy, keeping us occupied. And it's distracting us from how we really fucking feel. You could be dead ass fucking tired, but because you're distracted by the internet, you won't even go to sleep. You could be dead ass fucking like sick and depressed, but because you caught up with what's going on the internet, you won't examine how you fucking feel. You won't do any self-care. That shit really be crazy how distracted we really be, and we don't examine how we really feel. Those check-ins are fucking important. Those check-ins are so fucking important, bro. Like, that's the shit that I'll be wanting us to just really be real about. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to fake a feeling. You don't have to fake a vibe. None of that shit. No matter how spiritual you are, no matter how religious you may be, or what religion you are, it does not matter. You don't have to be fake about who you are. You don't have to be fake about who you are, because the more open that you are about how you feel and where you are with shit, the more you really helping motherfuckers. And that's gonna feel good. That's gonna feel good. That's gonna get you back to where you need to be vibrationally. You being honest and you being transparent about where you are and not trying to deceive people. Not trying to deceive people. You know, every day, man, it's a battle. Yes, I post my yoga and I post my working out and I post my you know, detox teas and my fruits and vegetables. But guess what, bitch? I'm also posting that I just went to the motherfucking gym and I just ate some tacos and I just did yoga. But then I just smacked the shit out of somebody who hit me when, you know, I got in the cracks and I smacked the shit out of this fucking man. That is reality. That is reality about what is going on in the spiritual community, that every day you may not get it right. Every day you just may not get it right. Every day you may not feel the same. And it's okay, because it's all part of the process. It's all part of the process. It's okay to be confused about how you feel. It's okay to be confused about where you are. It is okay. But what is not okay is lying about it. It's not okay. Because you ain't hurting nobody but yourself. Well, actually, you are hurting other people by lying, because somebody might actually follow you and do what you're doing. And, you know, you might be they. I know me personally, I'd be so disappointed when I'm really just trying to seek guidance from someone and they not even really trying to guide you for real. They really not spiritual like they say they are. they're really not vibrating like they say they vibrate, you know? Don't let nobody make you feel bad about that, man. No. Every day is a journey. Every day you feel different. Every day you healing. You're never fully fucking healed. You're never fucking fully healed. Like, keep healing, sis. Keep healing, King. I love y'all. I ain't gonna keep beating this over the head, but just keep healing and be transparent. Be transparent. In a world full of phonies, be yourself. And don't let nobody make you feel like because they knew one version of you, they know all of you. Because half of these motherfucking people don't know they self. So for them to think that they know you is just crazy. But I love you all. I have created a happy, healthy mental atmosphere, allowing my affirmations to work. Perfect health is my divine right, and I claim it now. I have respect for myself. I look forward to a healthy old age because I take love and care of my body right now. I enjoy foods that are best for my body. I make healthy choices for my body. I love every cell in my body. I am constantly discovering new ways that can improve my health. I return my body to optimum health by giving it what it needs on every level. Healing happens for me. I am divinely protected at all times. I get out of my mind and out of the way and allow the intelligence of my body to do its healing work naturally. I have a special guardian angel. I am protected and loved by the universal God at all times. Love you all. If you're looking for some affirmations to just help you with your health journey, hopefully those could help you guys. Peace.